Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I received a notice online about winning a or getting a iPad. And, I'm just concerned. It said that I had already paid, and I really hate putting my identification numbers online because somehow they seem to get out and everybody gets them.
Okay.
Is there any way you can tell me about this?
Let me start out by getting your zip code to assist you, okay?
Okay.
May I have your zip code, please?
45157.
I do. Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Richard Feldkamp. Last name is spelled Feldkamp. MP.
Okay, give me one second while I locate an account associated with you, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And you said your first name was Richard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your last name was spelled how, Mr. Richard?
It's F as in Fred.
Okay.
Feldkamp.
Okay, Feldkamp. Mr. Richard, I'm not locating an account associated with you at this time. Could it have been under a different name or?
Well, ma'am, let me read to you what it says right here in front of me.
Okay.
It says, your credit card got charged, Richard. Where do you want us to deliver your tablet? And then it's got granitedressing.com, H1NXJDX. I have no idea. But I filled in all the information with the exception of my credit card number. And this program... Rewards Program Specialist Jane O'Neill was on this.
Okay. If you never actually put your card number into the system, then that's the reason I can't locate you anywhere.
Well, ma'am, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because it says that I had already paid. And
how much had you already been billed, or have you been billed for it as of yet?
Ma'am, I believe it's $2.50.
Okay. Because the only way I could really actually locate you in my system is if you've already put your credit card information in there. And you had already been billed for whatever it was that you were actually trying to win, or you were supposedly had won, that would have been the shipping and handling to actually receive the product. Now, were you billed
yes, ma'am.
Anything?
Are you affiliated with Verizon?
No, sir. We're actually a third-party call center, and we are more affiliated with online vendors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I'm just trying to make sure because my credit card number or my debit card number has been obtained by so many people, and so many people have tried to use it that I have just cut it off.
Okay. And I do understand that.
You know, and it does state on this paper here that it says your credit card got charged, Richard. Where do you want us to deliver your tablet? And then it says granitedressing.com/H1NXJDX, which I understand nothing about.
Yeah, it does not sound familiar to me either.
Strange that I would receive an email or a text message to that effect, and that was sent yesterday, Saturday, April the 23rd. And I think that this happened several weeks ago. And I don't know what happened. What I did was when I clicked on this granitedressing.com, all it did was ask me my address and all of my information, but then it dropped down and wanted my credit card number. And I'm very, very hesitant to put that out on anything.
Okay. So, as I stated, if you have not put any kind of information into the system, then that's the one reason I'm unable to locate anything that's associated with you by name or by that zip code, because you have not actually put any kind of credit card information into the system, and you did state that you're not sure about that, so I'm unable to locate anything in my system associated with you.
Okay, ma'am. Well, okay. I understand that, and
yes.
And I just wanted to make sure, and I'll just erase this because it's probably nothing factual.
That's true.
Okay.
But again, I was glad you checked, but I don't have anything in my system that is actually associated with you, okay?
Well, you know, this is 2 days in a row. Yesterday I got called on a similar situation that I had won a TV set, and when I got to checking and everything, it was through Walmart, and they said they don't even get involved in those type of things.
Okay, and I do understand that, sir. But right now, I don't see anything where you would actually be associated with that, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Well, I certainly appreciate you taking your time to talk to me, and it's been a pleasure.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you very much.
I thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.